It's my last show for 2 weeks. This is the Michael Muto Show. This is Michael Muto here on West Limerick 102 FM. We are bringing you through to 11 o'clock this morning, and we've got a jam-packed show for you today on this lovely, as I say, a lovely Tuesday morning. Sun is still out. The sun is out, and it's still fine. There might be a water drought, but other than that, it's okay. You know, it's all right. Honestly, it's not too warm, you know. Some bits is a little bit uncomfortable, but I feel like, you know, I don't know, has it been, I feel like it's been warmer. I feel like we've had warmer weather than this, you know. But anyway, as I say, on today's show we have the amazing Stephanie Desmond, who is kind of behind the scenes kind of person on a lot of TV productions that happen here in Ireland. And it's going to be kind of interesting talking to her. I went to college with Stephanie, so it's kind of a cool little chat I have with her. That's a cut-down version of the chat, and of course a longer version will be available on the podcast. But before we do any of that, before we get to the chat and everything, I just want to let you know about the texting numbers and calling numbers and everything. To text in, you can text in at 087-166-9800, 087-166-9800. Or you can call 069-66200, 069-66200 if you want to make a request or just have us that we want to... excuse me, there was a bit of phlegm just stuck in my throat there. But if you want to make a request or you want me to make some kind of announcement or something, maybe you want to say happy birthday to such a person, I don't know. Anyway, moving on. This is a summer song by Chad and Jeremy. Here we go. So this is Michael Muto here on West Limerick 102 FM, and on the line right now I have a pal of mine from college, Stephanie Desmond, and that's kind of underselling you a little bit, Steph, because you are involved in TV production and music video making and lots of other things. We're going to get into now as we talk, but anyway, hi Stephanie.
Hello, Michael.
Even though we've been talking for a few minutes already. But anyway. But yeah, so we should... where do we start with this kind of chat? I suppose what... we can't really get into what you've been up to lately, as you were saying, because it's all kind of, you know, whatever. But are you able to say what shows you've been working on?
Well... some that haven't been released yet, I certainly couldn't mention, but okay. I can say there's some very nice upcoming shows that I have been involved with in a few different departments. But I suppose the one released a few weeks back, an AMC show, Into the Badlands, it would be season 3, would probably be one of the biggest ones. And since it's released, I can now talk about it. I was also on season 2 as well as an AD, but on season 3, I've got to be... an AD, a double, an extra, a special extra. I even worked in costume one of the days, so...
You really are an all-rounder. You're kind of like, you got Stephanie on set. It's like, yeah, you're okay. Because Stephanie's going to be able to do everything. She's the kind of person you really want on set. What's an AD, by the way?
An AD would be assistant director, essentially. So there would be lots of ADs. Like, we'd have the first, second, and third, which would be the top guys. And basically... where the other little messengers around the corner, either giving orders or taking them, one or the other. But it's a fairly nice title to have, especially with a big company like AMC, which is great for this country, really. We need more big companies.
Yeah, there's a big production company after opening up there in Limerick as well, actually.
That's right, yeah. Actually, there's a lot coming to Limerick, and I believe there's some coming to Galway as well soon. So, and of course, Belfast, we have a lot of great stuff up there, and Wicklow and Dublin. And it seems to be getting bigger and better, which is great for us, really, because sometimes you do battle with that, you know, there's kind of gaps in between jobs, and you're wondering, is this country the best for it? So it would be great if it started, like, you know, picking up a bit more, like seems to be.
Sometimes I think what happens here as well is, because we have, like, unbelievably talented people here, like yourself and others, and like we've... amazing animation, puppeteering, as we had Paula Lambert on a few weeks ago, who of course is from, her dad of course was over Wonderly Wagon and everything. So we've had loads of talent here, but I think that, you know, because we're an island, and I think a lot of times we're like, oh, we're not like the big countries, you know. I think sometimes maybe that's kind of added to it.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Like, Ireland, without a doubt, has some of the best actors and actresses, movie makers, music makers, even poets, you name it. We've the greatest, like, in this country. Yeah. But I think people kind of lose heart in working here, and a lot of people, even nowadays, still, even as simple as move to England, works better for them with consistent work, or going to America. But maybe that's part of the problem, too. They're still thinking they have to move, whereas if you just stay put and put up a fight and... Like, we have a beautiful country, like, you know, and we have great weather at the moment. I think that's one of our biggest downfalls is the weather.
Yeah.
But I think we can invest in a few more studios and things like that. And, like, we have a lot of people, a lot of talented young people in this industry. Oh, and, like, we can definitely make it bigger and better. But it's a lot better now than it was a while back.
There's, like, ebbs and flows, because if you look back, there's, like, film... There was, like, a lot of films made in the 90s and stuff like that. And then it kind of dipped a little bit, maybe because of the recession or something, I don't know. But then you'd have, like, something like Adam and Paul would pop up, or Garage, which was Lenny Abrahamson, stuff like that. Like, but, you know, where they'd pop up, and then people kind of go, oh, yeah, we could make, like, a smaller film here. Like, that could work, do you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, a lot of great movies come out of here. It was like that. A few people just got together, no budget to little budget, and went into film festivals, and they became big hits, like... I suppose Young Offenders would be one of the most recent ones, and now they've paired up with BBC in England, and they're making their second series is coming up. So, I mean, we definitely have a lot of talent. I think I remember listening to your interview with the guy Skinner, and he definitely hit the nail on the head. That, and I have to take his advice on that one. Is like, it doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. You need to make your own stuff. That's definitely the way to get out there. It doesn't matter, you don't have to have the biggest and best of equipment or anything, but even if you can show that you're creative, like, people look into that more than people with credentials, you know?
Yeah, totally, definitely.
Yeah,
really
definitely,
If you're, I think if your stuff has heart and you can kind of tell, the people that made this didn't just make this to make money, they actually made it because they really wanted to tell this story. That kind of comes across a lot, I think, you know? You don't have to have, like, a big, massive budget at all, like...
Exactly. To be honest, I find that a lot of times if I work on things with no budget, I actually have a lot more fun, because you have to be more creative, you have to be resourceful, and, like, they're my favourite things to do, so you definitely, like, it's a lot more fun to do that when you might lose your way, I suppose, when the money comes in, like, for bigger productions, like, and it's a lot too easy then, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of like where we went to college, though, which was St. John's years ago. They didn't always have a lot of money, but what they had, like, really great teachers, though, and they'd be like, well, we don't have this, but you can get around it, and it made you kind of think more, I think. And I was actually saying that to one of the, I went back and I did an art course, but hang on, we're going to go back to where I met you. So we met, myself and Stephanie met, it was a couple of years ago, and it was a film course.
Yes.
And that was good fun, actually, doing that course, actually.
It was brilliant, no fault of my own, I actually had to repeat it a few times, but each year was brilliant. I loved it,
Oh, yeah, it was, like, the kind of place where, not to plug it too much, because they haven't paid for advertising here, but I have brought them up a few times before, though. But it really, they're the kind of place to be like, well, they have a bit of setbacks, that's okay, come back again. Kind of thing. It's really is an open kind of thing, in fairness. I actually weirdly, do you know who I ended up becoming friends with? Well, not friends with, but I talked to him again, because during the art course we did photography, was Catherine Murray, who's teaching photography.
I was just thinking about her there, as you mentioned, the great shooters and stuff. She's brilliant,
Unbelievable, brilliant. I actually got into an argument with her one day in Starbucks because I was talking about, I said to her, is documentary a film, a genre film, or is it just, is it another thing on its own? And I think she took the opposite opinion to me, which was that it's a different thing on its own. And I was like, no, it's a documentary. It's a genre of film. And she was like, no, it's its own thing. And I was like, well, I said, well, you are the teacher. I should defer to you. And he ended. That's how it ended.
Kind of awkward.
No, I was like, well, you know. But,
But now that you mentioned the tutors, like, I have to say that, like, something that definitely stuck with me was Donal.
Yeah, definitely.
And he gave us the advice that, like, you know, just knock on doors, offer your skills and services for free, just get your foot in the door, just talk to people, and that's exactly what I did.
Yep.
Like, I just kept annoying this particular group called Feel Good Lost, actually, with Brendan Canty, who's, like, an amazing director and story writer, and he's doing way bigger and better things now. And, yeah, they gave me a chance one day, and that was it. They saw how good I worked, and they introduced me to a crowd in Dublin, and I ended up working for commercials, and it just took on from there, like, you know. So definitely I'd say that's the same advice I give everyone else as well, is just knock on doors, sell yourself for free at the start, get your foot in the door, and, like, that's the only way someone's going to look at you and, like, see what you have, like, you know.
I think
No, I was just saying, like, his words definitely stuck out to me, and I always remember that.
Yeah, Donal was awesome. I actually met him as well when I went back to the art course as well, actually, the year before last, I think. And yeah, he's still stunned.
I bumped into him, and it was a Christy Moore concert. Randomly enough, one time. That was a few years ago.
Yeah, they really are brilliant teachers in there. I think the kind of people that I think go in there. And it's a kind of person that would go in there. Like, people that are kind of up themselves, I don't think would really do well in there. Because it's kind of, fairly soon you'd be like, you know, really, really, really?
Yeah.
It's like, just, come on. Let's have a bit of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And get this done, like, you know. But what was I going to say to you then? By the way, we should just mention that a fella that you know has been on this show. We've played his band, or band he's in, their music a few times on this show, and that is Kev from Van Archer.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and I was telling folks when he was on about a music video that they made, that they had, for their song White Lies, which I particularly liked. And I think a few other people liked as well. Now, Stephanie, I suppose you wouldn't know who directed that video.
That would be myself.
You've been making music videos for a while, though, haven't you? I mean, you wanted to go into music video making when I knew you back in 2000.
I don't even want to think about it.
I know, it's actually crazy.
That's exactly why I went into film and TV and stuff, is because I wanted to make music videos. But quite honestly, I've been more producing than creating. That was actually my first one. But it's definitely something I'd like to do.
Wait,
more.
Wait, what? I thought you'd made loads. That was really well done.
I produced a lot.
Oh, okay. No, but I mean, really, like, music really videos. I thought you'd made loads.
There's a lot of music videos to my name as a producer,
I thought... I really liked that. I thought you'd been directing music videos for ages.
Oh, no.
I was kind of annoyed. I was like, where are the rest of these? There should be loads. But yeah, that was actually awesome. I'd love to see more from you, actually.
I'm really proud of the ones I produced as well. Like, again, I worked with Feel Good Lost, Brendan Canty and them, and some really good artists, like Dutch artists and stuff. And, like, they're, like, sponsored by Vivo and stuff. Like, they were pretty... good credentials to have, so I'm proud of them as well.
That's awesome. But like you were saying, it is, I think we should go back. I just want to go back to one little thing there you were saying about getting your foot in the door and work for free. I think a lot of times when people kind of say, internships and all that, and people get a bit fed up with unpaid internships and all kind of thing like that, but I think a lot of time it's like, I don't even want to do this job. You know, and they're going to jobs where it's like, this isn't even the thing I want to do. I don't need experience for this. You mean like when you go in the door, work for free for something you're really passionate about, and maybe you got exactly. something on the side job or something like that, or maybe you're just on the dole, and you're just like working hard to do that, like, you know, and that's what pays off, like.
Well, yeah, you definitely would have to have a passion to do that.
Of course,
like, you know, I mean, like, it was the satisfaction alone of having worked on either with a great director or, or a great company name, like, that was like your pay packet for it. Like, you know, you were delighted to have that to your name. Like, so, and like, again, I suppose, yeah, definitely you need a passion for the job to do that in any career. Like,
anything,
you know?
Yeah,
because you, like, obviously, I suppose that's one way of knowing as well. If you're not willing to do that, then maybe it's not the career for you.
That's it.
I suppose.
Yeah, would you do it for free? And if the answer is no, then it's like, well, maybe it's not for you then.
Yeah, exactly. I was always kind of this person that, like, you know, money never drove me, like, you know. Mm. So,
that's the amount of this old muck here. But, what else? No, I want to talk to you about something popped in my head that's kind of gone again. But, oh, that was it. When I met you back, whenever, damn it. It's like, just like Joe Mega Man, do you ever play those games where it's like, in the year 2000XX?
Yeah.
It's like that, but, no, but, you were very into hip-hop and everything like that, and you were kind of connected with some Irish hip-hop artists and stuff like that. Now, at the time, I was not really into it that much. I listened to some stuff, right, but I wasn't the biggest fan. Now, I've actually kind of listened to more Irish hip-hop, actually, and some of it's really amazing.
Yeah, like, definitely, like, back then I was really into it, but I still am, I suppose. Mm. Like, but I suppose, again, it goes back to the acting or the movie-making. Like, we have amazing talent in this country. Like, really.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I suppose, like, I remember years and years ago, I was about 15, 16, hanging out with Merle's, his name, and in Limerick, and they were all into their music, and now they're Sango family. Like,
oh,
you know,
yes.
And they're doing pretty well and pretty big now, like, and, like, it's great to see that they're still at us, like, you know.
Yeah, played our songs a few times on this show.
Yeah.
There's a good few around the place, and I think that's something else. They're kind of the music that I think is going on in Irish hip hop is like the stuff they're talking about is very kind of like kitchen counter kind of stuff. You know, it's like just porcelain kind of things like that. Like, you know, it's not like,
because
I think there was a while there, the whitest fella alive talking about, oh, here's what hip hop used to be like, and here's why it was bad. It's like, what a dope. But it got kind of glitz and glamour, and it was like, oh, here's my car, and it went odd, and that's why it kind of put me off it. And I was like, actually, hang on, there's all this other stuff that's really kind of good.
Yeah, that's it. Like, a lot of people thought, like, especially when I love the hip hop and rap, still do, but people think, like, automatically, oh, it's about cars and materials. But, like, I listen to people who have a story to tell, like, you know, or an experience to share, like, and, like, that a lot of young people in Ireland, especially with mental health, be more aware of that and stuff, which is great to see that they're all talking about their feelings through song, like, you know, and it's brilliant. Like, it's really good.
Really is, like, that is something I think that has changed in this country, right, is talk about mental health and stuff like that. I've talked about my own on this show, my own battles with old depression and everything, and clinical depression more importantly, and I missed it on the radio show, but on the podcast version I was talking about being anxious and everything. It was a bit like, ugh. But I think just talking about stuff like that is kind of good. But
definitely, and I think people are being a bit more aware of that, which is good, because I suppose there's still a bit of a stigma to it that, oh, there's something wrong with you, like, you know, that you should be a man, especially, I think, with men, there's a lot more pressure on you, like, you know, to man up and don't show your feelings, like, you know, but it's great to see that people are being a bit more open anyway, and hopefully it just gets bigger, spreads a bit more.
That's what I think, what kind of gets lost in translation sometimes, when people say, like, toxic masculinity, they're not talking about, like, oh, being macho is bad, there's nothing wrong with being macho, but it, like, being the toxic side of it is like, on, oh, I feel really sad and I actually can't even talk about my feelings, so I feel like if I talk about my feelings, like you say, it's gonna seem like less than a man. It's like all this crap, and even like physical appearance, which is weird, people don't really talk about this, but like, I know myself anyway, it's like there's a lot of weird stuff. You kind of go, oh, I should have a six pack. I should be like 6 feet tall. I should be this, should be that. I was like, well, listener out there, I hate to break your heart, but that is not what I look like at all. Like, I think the exact opposite of that's what I look like.
Yeah.
I remember one time actually,
right,
Stephanie.
Though, like, sorry.
I was going to say, remember one time you actually slagged me off one time and said, oh, is this some kids' claws, Mike? Let's look there.
I slagged you off then.
Yeah, no, but we're about the same height though. So
I was going to say, because I fit into kids' clothes. I buy kids' clothes sometimes. So.
Yeah, what were you going to say there?
No, but I was just saying, you're right, like, a definitely even image, there's, like, pressure on to, like, I suppose, fit in a box somewhere, like, you know, and if you don't fit in the right box, then there's something wrong with you, like, you know. So, but I think, though, well, I'm hoping, like, you know, that it seems that people are expanding and opening their minds a bit more and, you know, hopefully changing the views on that, because there is no one way for everyone to be, like, you know what I mean?
Hopefully it's kind of changing for... I mean, I can only talk as a cis man, so I don't really know what other people are going through. I'm sure a lot of other people are going through a lot more different things, so I'm not going to really say, oh, here's what women are going through. It's like, I don't know. Here's what transgendered men are going through. It's like, I don't know. Here's what transgendered women are going through. Like, I have no idea. Here's what non-binary people are going through. I have no idea. So, I don't know. But, you know, so anyway... But getting back on track. So one of the shows that you had been working on for a while was, what was it you said again? It was being made in Ireland. It was for AMC. What was the name of that again?
Oh, Into the Badlands. Yeah.
Into the Badlands. Yeah, that was the thing. I kept meaning to check that out. I know you kept telling me, and I really have to check it out. Literally everybody I would say, like, oh yeah, my friend Stephanie's working on a thing on Into the Badlands. She's like, What? It's amazing. I was like, I know I have to see it. So,
there's not many episodes in the first season, and I think there's only 10 in the second. Now the third, they're on their mid-season finale. So,
no, I will check it out. I know internet access here. It's like, bleh. So if I might get on DVD or something. Yeah. But anyway. But sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, that was a great show to work on, Irish, and like last year, I was just an AD, so I was all excited about it and watching stuff. But this year, I actually got to be some of the characters, like, as an extra, as well as double for one of the main characters, and like that was just so much fun and so different for me to be on front of the camera. But the costume design, it's absolutely amazing for me anyway. It's kind of like Mad Max meets Hidden Tiger, Crouching Dragon style movie. It's just the best way I could describe it. Or TV series, should I say.
Right. We're about the 20-minute mark there.
Okay.
But, no, we can carry on for a bit more. We can just take a little break. Let's take a little break right now. We'll continue on my conversation with Stephanie Desmond after these messages. This is Michael Muter here on West Limerick 102 FM. Talk to you after this.
West Limerick 102 FM broadcasts to Limerick City, County and beyond 7 days a week, featuring music for young and old, current affairs, sports, agricultural discussion and all matters relevant to our location. Would you like to advertise on Munster's least expensive radio station? Would you? Well, phone us on 087-254-5721. Packages are available for 1 week, 2 weeks or extended advertising periods. West Limerick 102 FM, your local community radio station, 087-254-5721.
Right, this is Michael Muter here on West Limerick 102 FM, and I am continuing my conversation here with Stephanie Desmond. Right, so Stephanie, I suppose I'm gonna go back actually and say, like, what do you think? Because before I ever met you, what was the thing that actually got you into filmmaking in the first place? Do you remember, or was it like a bunch of different things?
I definitely remember. Yeah, I was a big music fan always, and I suppose I'm a bit of a writer naturally. Like, I used to always write stories and stuff. And as well as that, with my Windows Movie Maker, my webcam, I'd go around the house taking photographs or videos of my family dancing and doing stupid things and just make really funny family videos. And then when I went to Brook, which is a training centre, I used to do the same in there, go around taking videos of our little trips and pictures, and it was actually a teacher in there, Anastasia, said, like, you know, you could do this as a job. And I was like, oh my God, I actually could. And I was like, I've always wanted to do music videos. I've actually written a few. And she was like, you need to do this. So she said, because we had work experience, she said, why don't you go to St. John's and test out the course as your work experience? Hmm. So I was like, oh my God, that's a great idea.
It's brilliant. So,
like, they actually, I have to say, like, that training centre in particular, like, they gave me all the information I needed. They taught me about Pulse College in Dublin. Like, I would have never heard of these places, like, you know.
Brilliant.
And it's taught me, like, because I actually left school, I didn't do my Leaving Cert. Mm. That's why I was in this training centre doing my Leaving Cert equivalent. And they basically said, like, you don't have to have your Leaving Cert. You don't have to, this is the way you could do it. It might take you a bit longer, but you could still do it, like, you know. So they, like, and again, I already had a passion for it. It's just the penny drops, like, okay, this is what I want to do, like, you know. So...
yeah.
I kind of just kept pushing for that, like, really, I suppose.
I was going to say, I remember when I did secondary school, but I went and I got the place in St. John's before I ever got my Leaving Cert. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. I remember I just went in, they were like going, oh, yeah, you seem all right. Go on, here you go. Here's your little pink slip, whatever it was.
I remember actually as another part of work experience, I tried out cartoon animation because in St. John's, I didn't know if I wanted to do that or not. Mm. In the end, I picked TV and video, but I remember meeting you in film college thinking, that's what you should be in. you're a natural drawer and animator and creator that way, and that's definitely your niche. Like, you should, I think, still, I know you do a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think you could go all the way with it, like...
I remember you, every time I met you, it always said, I was like, oh, you should do, like, animation. I was like, yeah, I probably should, actually. But,
because you do it naturally anyway. Yeah. You are an animator, like, you know, so it'd be great to have a career from it.
Yeah, I don't know why I never really thought about it as a career. I just kind of went, like, oh, no, I don't know. I don't know why. I really don't know why, because I knew there was an animation thing in Ireland. I don't know why I never taught to go. But, I mean, do you know what, right? It's actually the same at radio as well. When I was 16, I really, really badly wanted to do a radio show for this station I'm at right now, Western Recorder 2 FM, which you listen to right now, ladies and gentlemen. But, and I didn't go in. I remember I went in, met the manager... but I don't know, I was kind of put off by it for some reason. I was just shy or something. And I didn't go in for years later. I went off and did a film course and everything and totally didn't go back. And I don't know why. I don't know why. I was an awful habit in this. Just like going, oh no, that's the thing I really want to do, but I shouldn't do it.
Well, maybe everything, like maybe you went into it now at the right time. Maybe
exactly,
for a reason, but as well, it's never too late. Like, you know, either
never
you can be 40 odd and pick it up, it doesn't matter.
Yep. That's the kind of cool thing about a place like, because it's not a university. What is it? It's just a college. It's like, do you know what it's like? It's like that TV show Community. That's what it's like in there. Kinda.
In St. John's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that time in St. John's where we all pretended we were in Star Wars? That was a good one. Remember, I would always like act like we were in a TV show, and then you were like, Michael, stop taking those pills. okay, I will. I don't even know where I got those things. But I am
quoting your poetry, and yes, I remember.
My poetry, I don't remember that one. But, what was I going to say? Oh, do you remember I used to draw a little comic as well when I was in, when I was there? Did I ever show you that? I used to draw comics as well, actually. I don't know if you remember.
I definitely remember some characters of yours, and you made, like, t-shirts from them as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I still have my books from St. John's with a lot of your drawings there. You would often steal my book and just draw in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I used to think about that the other day where we'd bought, like, add into it or something like that, like...
Which, sorry?
We bought, like, add into a piece of paper or something. Bought a little drawing and stuff like that. That was good fun, actually, those days.
That
was, like,
great.
Just, like,
great
messing and stuff like that. But anyway,
But we were always working, though.
Yeah. But, yeah, can you talk about what you're up to next or anything? Or is it all kind of hush-hush? Because you work, you do work on big shows, like... which we can't say, but they're big shows.
Yeah.
Let's just say... they're big
shows. One of those big shows I will be working on again. And, like, I suppose there's a few things here and there that I'm doing for the last couple of weeks that, again, aren't released, so I can't say much. But, yeah, there's one big name coming up again for me, so which should be good. But it is hard, especially, I think, around the summer months, believe it or not. It's kind of a bit more feast or famine, I suppose. But since I started doing extra work for Badlands, I decided, you know what, I'm going to do this as well. After this, so I've signed up for a few, and I've been on quite a few productions now as an extra as well, which is great fun. There's no pressure on you. You can just sit down and drink as much tea as you like, which is great. So,
but there is a kind of skill, though, in fairness to that, because you do. I've seen shows. I'm like, I'm really aware of that extra over there. They're going to go on a bit extra. That extra, but you know what I mean? It's like, whereas, you know, there is a skill to it, you know, to extra work, or what's it, background artist,
is the term as well? The nice name is the background artist, They say a lot of people have a problem being called an extra, but to be honest, I haven't come across that, but, it's great fun, I like it. I have to say, again, not being blowing my own trumpet or anything, but anytime I'm an extra, I tend to get front and centre, or I tend to get the nice little parts, you know, so it's great fun. I was just going to say, there's going to be a few things coming up that you actually see me on, which is, again, something different. Like, usually I'm like, I worked on that scene, but you obviously don't see me, you know. So, it should be interesting.
Yeah. I was going to say, but it's kind of crazy, though, that, like, the amount of things you would do, is that normal? Like, assistant director just like jumps in and is an extra, or they'll, you know, be a double for someone in a scene or something like that, like, or is that just like, no, that's Stephanie, that's, she does that.
Well, that's what I ask the same question myself sometimes. Is it a good or bad thing that I tend to fit into a few different departments? But
that's good, I think.
No, on some shows I see them jumping around, kind of. Well, that's mainly for the sake of, like, you know, we have no other choice but to put you into different roles. But I suppose, again, I'm taking it as I'm definitely in the industry I want to be in. I'm still trying to find the department I want to stay in. So again, I'm still looking at, I'll take anything, give me something, like, you know, and I'll be happy with that, because I'm still trying to find my foot in the place, like, you know, in certain ways. I really thought AD was what I wanted to do indefinitely, but now I'm thinking, no, I'd like to try something else. So I'm kind of like, I'm trying to dip. I talk to people and I'm like, I want to try that. So they're like, okay, do this, do that, whatever. And I'm like, yeah. So I suppose I think it's probably my own fault. I haven't settled, but I like that. Like, although there's a few people I speak to who tend to jump around, but not in so many departments as I do. Like, you know,
I think that's kind of better, though, to like have a really varied. When you look back at it, the story's gonna be really kind of cool. When you write your memoir at the end of it, it's like, well, back in my, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, back in my day, you'll sound like Lucille Ball at the end. Oh yes, I remember. I was an extra on that show. And I was also the AD, yes. I was like, Ricky, put me in the scene. He was like, my name isn't Ricky, stop calling me Ricky. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're doing it again, Mike.
What?
You're doing it again. What was I going to say? Sometimes I say it like half jokingly, but I suppose it's true. Like, I'm like, well, I'm learning it from the bottom and inside out, like, you know. So saying, like, so, like, a lot of people, like, you know, if they stay in the one department, they tend to overlook what it's like in other, for other people. Like, so I think, like, you know, making my own stuff now, I think I'd be a bit more mindful of everyone. You know,
I think, mean, you hear a load of like directors or producers or whatever, and they would have worked on stuff like, let's say, Roger Corman films, and they would have been doing everything on the set. They wouldn't have been just one thing because the production was so small. And it ended up making them kind of better, because they're like, well, I know what that's like, so I know what to expect from that department. I know how tough that is.
Yeah, I definitely think so, yeah. I suppose it's the same with any job, like, you know, it's knowing where everyone's coming from, what they're doing is going to be a better team, like, you know. But, like, Yeah, I suppose, definitely, like, you know, finding your foot and trying around will definitely make you a better worker in this industry.
Yeah. I suppose, actually, you know, here's what I'm going to ask you. If you could, like, say someone, a studio came along and said, Stephanie, I like the cut of your jib. I've seen your jib. And I like the cut of it. You can do whatever you want here in the studio. We're going to give you, like, just whatever. Just, I want to see what you'd make. What would you like to make?
That's a very good question. I think
Thank
the first
you.
Thing
That's
that comes
why I'm
to my mind
best interviewer of all time.
Of course.
Sorry. Go on.
I think the first thing definitely that comes to my mind would be a music video.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to do things for, like, that local artist, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of great musicians in this country, and a lot prefer to listen to music through videos,
mm-hmm.
unless you're driving your car listening to Limerick FM. Yeah, definitely, I would probably do music video, although I'm also very interested in doing documentaries one day.
Yeah.
I kind of do, like, the whole Louis Theroux kind of on-the-fence approach of some subjects, like, you know, and I'd love to do that sometime.
That'd be really cool. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I think so too, and I'm kind of interested to double up as an interviewer
mm-hmm.
and see what that's like as well, and, you know.
Yep.
That's something I have in my head for a long time and on paper, but I just have to give myself an old kick up the and listen to Skinner and his information and do my, or his advice, should I say, and do my own stuff.
But yeah, I think that would be awesome. I'd love to see that. But, like, I would love to see some music videos. Is where you would go back to. You wouldn't go to, like, films, or you wouldn't make a TV series. You'd make, like, I think that's really cool. So you would go back to music videos. You're just sticking with that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it definitely, it's more interesting to me in a sense. Like, you know, not saying that film or TV isn't interesting.
No, it's its own thing. Like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it'd be more my thing.
Yeah. Now, there's loads of directors that had made iconic music videos, and they never wanted to go off and do films. They're like, no, I want to make music videos. I want to stay doing that, you know?
Yeah, because in a sense, they're all short stories, like, you know, and you can just bust out a lot of them, so it's great. If I was to work for someone else, another bucket list thing would be, I'd love to work for someone on nature documentaries.
Oh.
That would be another great thing, I think.
Be awesome,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice.
I was gonna say there. Oh yeah, and I should just say every now and again I do kind of text Stephanie. Stephanie, we could make a music video that's like this, and it's like a cool idea, but it would cost a lot of money.
Yeah. A lot of people. I have one guy, I won't mention his name, ask me about a music video with no money, and I said, "What's your idea?" And he wanted to set someone on fire. I was like,
what?
Yeah. I was like, that's not going to happen. Like, you need a stunt guy. You need heads of safety. You need, like, you know, no, that's not going to happen.
That kind of reminds me. Someone asked me ages ago. They said, like, how would you do this special effect in a film? I don't know why you're asking me, but they said, like, we want to have there's a scene where someone's in a coffin and they're being buried. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, do you see them in the coffin? No, why are they in the coffin? It's like, oh, I don't know. I was like, don't put them in the coffin, stupid. That's the solution. Just don't put them in. You just put a box in the ground. That's it. Don't put a body in there, you fool. What's wrong with them? People are idiots. I thought I was crazy for saying it was just like someone's head transforms into a cartoon. That was my wild idea.
Yeah. Yeah, some people don't really, I suppose, think very hard.
I was like, what the hell? How would you do that for no money? That's insane. Set yourself on fire. No, don't.
Yeah, and then they suggested to do it an After Effects, like, you know, and I was like, no.
Yeah, no, get out. No, you do that. You get really cheap After Effects and you put that on.
I said, it's just going to look so cheap.
Oh, God.
And there's no way I'm going to put my knees to something like that. So.
No. It's insane. Like, you can do a lot. You could do a lot with literally no money, with zero money. You could do a lot. Like, there are some great books out there, like the guerrilla art of filmmaking and stuff like that. There's, I think, just two versions of it. Basically, how to steal shots, stuff like that. It sounds more edgy than it is. It's just like basically, like how to hide a camera if you want to get a shot and stuff like that. Just things like that.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make a film at a budget, and literally, like, if a guy had ever phoned you, like, on, I don't care. I have drug dealers and murderers to catch. You're making a little film. That's very nice. Good luck with you. We don't care. Basically.
Oh, but you could definitely make a story with no money. I mean, again, I'm going to talk about Brendan Canty and praise him. I still love him. I think he's absolutely brilliant. But a lot of his success came from videos he made with zero money. And they're basically all narratives, little short stories. Now, he did start off a bit more visual effects, live art kind of stuff, but as he got more narrative, he kind of took off a bit more, and like, they're amazing stories. Like, and they were just his friends, like, that are into acting, to get his friends together, his friend's house, his own house, like, you know, little things like that, like, you know. So it's definitely doable. And like, I mean, Hosier, Take Me to Church, is probably one, he's well known for that video he made.
Okay.
And like that, I think they spent €100, I think, was it all together on that video, like, you know. And again, he found a local artist like that. It was his friend, and thought, "Oh, your music needs to get out there, so let me make a video." And that happened, like, you know. So, like, that's definitely something that's my end goal. I think is to do the same.
See, like, I think it might be slightly easier to make like a music video on a smaller budget, but I think you hear film people want to make actual feature length films for no money. Because if you hear people say, like, oh yeah, well, I think it was like a budget of 50p, and it's like, no, it's actually like €2,000 we spent on this film, and that's really cheap. Like, that's extremely cheap. People have to be paid. I think sometimes a cheaper looking thing sometimes actually looks kind of better than the professional one. That's maybe just what I'm attracted to, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, I like obviously if it's done very well, but some of my favourite stuff that have been released, like, are from people, like, from nobodies but nothing, like, you know, and they're the best, like, I like that. Same with music and artists and hip-hop artists, when they came from nowhere and had a lot to say, that's when they were at their best, like, you know.
But yeah, I mean, well, the reason I wanted to go into the film course, the reason was, I saw the film Clerks, and I was like, I could make that. I can go and I could do that. I just thought that was really cool, kind of way he made it. He worked in the shop, and they said, yeah, you can shoot here. And he got his friends, and he made a little film. And I was like, that's really cool.
That was weird. That is cool.
Yeah. But I like stuff like that, like, though. What?
You can still do it. I suppose you're definitely a vlogger as well as a
How dare
podcast.
You tell people that? I'm a vlogger. I haven't really kept up with the vlog. Every now and again I'll post a vlogger out, though, but not as often as I like to, actually.
but you're still like a vlogger, like, you know.
Yeah.
And like, but I do remember, even like, if you had little toys or whatever, you'd come up with short stories and gags and skits, like, you know, so it doesn't matter if it's big or small.
With toys?
You are a movie maker too.
With toys? Did I make little films with toys?
Well, I call them toys, probably being a bit sensitive, like, but you have little, you know,
I don't know. No, I can't remember. Did I make like stop motion films with a toy years ago or something like that? I can't remember.
Yeah, you do that as well.
I think I do have one of
those. Picture one in my head where you're holding two toys together and you're doing the voices.
Oh my god, I know exactly what you're talking about. It was the Magic Unicorn Show. A magical blue unicorn show. And it was a thing where I was sick as a dog and I couldn't go to college for a week, and I was like, right, I'm gonna make weird videos for a week, and magical blue unicorn show, and she was sadistic, and she wanted to convince a work rival to end his life, just because she was bored, and she said, oh, you must sacrifice yourself to the business gods, and she then goes, bah, you fool, there are no such thing as the business gods, and that was the end of the bit. So now I know exactly what you're talking about. I was like, oh, stop motion. I was like, no, there's not stop motion. You were literally holding two toys together, you idiot.
Yes.
But yeah, that kind of stuff is great fun. I love making stuff like that, actually.
I think your best latest video was the stare off. I personally thought that was brilliant. As well as Spider-Man, but he was Spooderman.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, listeners, if you want, I have a YouTube channel called Mega Muto, and so if you want to check out all the stuff, I think it's all up there. If you want to check out, it's not PG-13. This is that. No, it is. It's for 12. But thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for promoting my very dumb YouTube channel. But it's rare. I love doing stuff like that. I love that kind of, like, that's kind of the show that is kind of like dorky, stupid jokes that shouldn't really work, but kind of do. That's kind of the show, I suppose. But anyway, I'm gonna let you go, Steph, because it is now, as I'm recording this, it is about 11:30. So I'm gonna let you go. And thank you so much for joining me on this, the last show before I take a 2-week break. So that's kind of cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I mean, to get you on for ages. I've been asking her for ages. I can't wait to see what you do next, Steph. I honestly, we couldn't really talk about a lot of things you did, but we kind of danced around and got around it anyway. But what you're doing is honestly really inspiring for me. But then, to be honest with you, I was saying something the other day about you, and I was saying, like, do you know, it was something like, I didn't know you back then, but I would have been talking about you back then to them, and I was saying about how, you know, it's not really surprising at all, to be totally honest with you, that you would do something. You're always very professional, hidden you, and you just kind of, like, I was like, well, if anyone in that class was going to do something, it would have been Stephanie, so I'm really, yeah, it's not surprising at all, to be honest, but
thank you very much.
No, it's just, you know, facts. because honestly, I don't think they would have said, yeah, Stephanie, you can come back to St. John's if they thought you were just a messer. They could, Dawn and all them could see that you had serious passion and seriously, genuinely actually had talent and stuff like that. And it really comes across now in what you're doing. So, can't wait to see what you do next. Hopefully we'll make something together. Something really stupid. It costs like a fiver. And I'm like, oh my God, my budget has doubled. Or tripled. We have a budget.
You never know, the next time we might have collaborated on one ourselves. So.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. We have worked on a project for a whole fiver. Anyway, and when we say a fiver, we mean a fiver. We'll put Roger Corman to shame. Roger Corman will come to us and he'll be like, guys, you have to put some money in. I mean, this is crazy. And it doesn't sound like Roger Corman at all. I don't know who that is. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. Stephanie, again, thank you so much for taking part in this interview.
And thank you, Michael.
Hey, this is Michael Muter here on Westermic 102 FM, and we are bringing you through to 11 o'clock this morning. Now, if you missed it, this is my last show for 2 weeks, as I'm taking 2 weeks off. Just some summer holidays that we work pretty hard on this show. You know, I gotta take a break sometime. So 2 weeks, fun in the sun, hopefully. The sun will be there. Hopefully it doesn't disappear in while I'm my... hang on. Oh, there's a caller, I think. It doesn't usually ring, but anyway. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hello there. I was just wondering... do you really think, I was listening to what you were saying there, and do you really think you actually deserve, a whole 2 weeks off? is your job that tough?
Well, it's not that it's tough. It's not like it's manual labor or anything. I suppose not as taxing as something like that. Like, you know, it's not like I'm digging coal on a mine or something. I am really just sitting here talking. But, you know, I put a lot of work in organizing interviews, and he's like,
oh, organizing interviews, oh, it's so tough for you, oh, so tough.
I'm sorry, I really don't need to take this kind of abuse on my own radio show. I am letting you, I should have probably hang up on you, and I don't know why I haven't. By the way, Do I recognize your voice from somewhere?
Maybe.
Have you? You've called into the show before, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, you. I have. I have indeed.
Is this the Yeti?
Yes. Yes, it is the Yeti. I called in sometime during the ice storm that happened there. And I was complaining about your use of the word abominable snowman, as I am far from abominable.
Well, I have to say, today it doesn't seem like you, it seems like you are. It seems like you are living up to your name of the abominable snowman. You're being quite abominable right now. I don't know about a snowman, but being quite abominable, in my opinion.
Are you proud of yourself that you said abominable without getting all tongue-tied?
Yes, I am, actually, a little bit.
Right. Anyway, but yeah, 2 weeks off, I mean, really, you know.
Well, I've already said, yeah, I do actually kind of think I deserve 2 weeks off. And to be perfectly honest with you, Yeti, as you prefer to be called, and I don't mind calling you that, but what about you? What about you? Do you ever take any time off? Do you ever go on holidays or anything like that from your location, wherever it is?
Oh, I know what you're up to. You're trying to figure out where I am so you can hunt me down and capture me for science and make yourself really famous. Damn it, you caught me out again. Well, they don't call me a cryptozoological creature for nothing. Damn it.
Oh, I'm always one step ahead of the abominable snowman. Or Yeti.
Thank you.
Right, well, anyway. Right, well, I suppose I'll see you.
But before I go, I do actually take some summer holidays.
Oh, you do? What do you do for a living, or do you do a job, or what do you do?
I tutor the piano.
You tutor the piano?
Why is that so shocking? I am a very complex individual that you have on the line here. You know, I'm a complex being. I don't just go around and I don't know. Get knocked over by a car all the time.
You mean like the film Harry and the Hendersons?
Yes, I am referring to the film Harry and the Hendersons.
Is that based on a real event?
No, it's just a film. Just a fun little film with John Lithgow.
It is a fun film, isn't it? You know, there's a poster where it's really like, really dramatic.
You know what? I don't really have time to discuss this. I'm gonna go. I'm very busy. I've got some tooting to do.
Alright, well, fair enough. Anyway, thank you. Right, so that was the Yeti there who called in and I suppose was giving out about the fact that did they think I deserve time off at all. Have your say on whether or not I should have time off. You can text in at 087-166-9800. Number again is 087-166-9800. Or you can call 069-66-200. 069-66-200. Do you agree with the Yeti and that I don't deserve any time off? Or do you just want to request a song, All Is Good? Here, speaking of songs, here's this one. The Archies there with Sugar. It was a weird band. It was like originally a cartoon. Then they made a band out of it. And that's what the Archies are. They were a cartoon band. And of course there was comics, which are still going. Archie comics are still going to this day. Anyway, for my pal out there in Cork City, who I'll be visiting next Tuesday, Leona Lyons, here is Anne-Marie with Alarm. Okay. So that song has some explicit lyrics in it, and I did not know that. So before we get anywhere else with that song, let's have some I'm Not Perfect by Grace Jones. I could have gotten a clean version. I was looking for it there during the last song. I was like, is it clean? Is it explicit? And it seemed like it was clean, but then it turned out it was not. So before we got to any of the naughty words here, I just found the lyrics, and I was like, oh, Philip, there's a few of them in there, and here some of the bad ones. The B word is in there. The F word is in there. It's all in there. Anne-Marie, I have to say, I'm frankly shocked. Shocked and appalled. Anyway, here's some Grace Jones and that perfect. The always amazing Grace Jones there with I'm Not Perfect. So if you were tuning in there, you would have heard that we were playing an Anne-Marie song there. And I had to cut it off sharp because there was a few swears and I didn't realize it was only after I saw the lyrics. I think there was one got passed, but I think we're okay though. But it's one of those things, you know, when you request a song and you know, you're listening to it on Spotify or whatever, and you don't really even notice it. I'm the same. Like, you just kind of go along with it because it's just the flow of the song or whatever. But it's only when you're in the position of being on radio and you're like, oh, no, there's actually a few of them in here. Now, usually, actually, if I'm playing a song that maybe has a few explicit lyrics in it, I'll actually go myself and I actually cut it out. And, you know, but that one I was not able to. But anyway, but there was no complaints. I think we were all right. So just, you know, one of those things that happens with live radio. And that's kind of the exciting thing, you know, when things go awry, you know, it kind of adds, it's like, oh, this is live, actually. But anyway, we are reaching near the end of the show now. And an exciting show we've had today. We had the interview with Stephanie Desmond, which was really great, actually. And if you want to hear an extended version of that, that'll be available soon on the podcast, which is on this show. And don't forget, of course, to all the shows, you can text in at 087-166-9800, or you can call the station here at 069-66-200, for all the programs coming up on today's show. Right, let's go with some Huey Lewis and the news now. And do you know what? That might take me out to the end of the show. So I'm going to say goodbye to you. I won't see you now for 2 whole weeks. I'm taking a little bit of a summer break. And after 2 weeks, I'll be back to you. But I'm not sure what's happening next week. I don't know what kind of a... I'm sure they'll have someone really great doing the show, so make sure you tune into them. But I might be on there before the end of the week, though, just the way things go. So that is it for me for 2 weeks, and I will see you then. There's a few special things came up on the podcast feed, but just look out for those if you're subscribed to that. Right, here we go with Huey Lewis and Stuck With You. And I will see you folks in 2 weeks' time. And have a good rest of the week. Have a good rest of your day. And have a good 2 weeks. And go out and enjoy the sun if you can. Here's Huey Lewis and Stuck With You.